Welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into one of the most important thematic contexts in your GCSE, studying and my future. This theme comes up across all four skills, listening, speaking, reading and writing, so getting this right could seriously boost your grade. Whether you're aiming for a grade 4 or pushing for a grade 9, this episode has something for you. Let's go. Right, let's start with the vocabulary you absolutely must know. I'm going to give you the German, then a beat, then the English, so you can test yourself as we go. Die Schule. School. Die Schule. Das Fach. Subject. Das Fach. Die Hausaufgaben. Homework. Die Hausaufgaben. Die Prüfung. Exam or test. Die Prüfung. Der Stundenplan. Timetable. Der Stundenplan. Der Beruf. Job or profession. Der Beruf. Die Ausbildung. Apprenticeship or training. Die Ausbildung. Das Studium. University studies. Das Studium. Die Zukunft. The future. Die Zukunft. Der Traumberuf. Dream job. Der Traumberuf. Now some really useful opinion phrases. These are gold in your speaking and writing assessments. Ich finde Mathematik schwierig. I find maths difficult. Meiner Meinung nach ist Deutsch wichtig. In my opinion, German is important. Ich interessiere mich für Kunst. I am interested in art. Ich halte Biologie für faszinierend. I consider biology fascinating. Now, grammar. This is where candidates lose marks and where you are going to gain them. There are three tenses you must use to access the higher mark bands. First, the present tense, präsens. You use this to describe what you do now. Ich lerne Deutsch. I learn German. Ich gehe in die Schule. I go to school. Simple but essential. Second, the perfect tense, perfect. This is how you talk about the past in spoken German. The formula is haben or sein plus the past participle at the end of the clause. Ich habe Hausaufgaben gemacht. I did my homework. Ich bin in die Schule gegangen. I went to school. The big trap here? Movement verbs use sein, not haben. Gehen, kommen, fahren, fliegen, all sein verbs. Third, the future tense. Futur eins. This is werden plus the infinitive at the end. Ich werde Medizin studieren. I will study medicine. Ich werde als Ingenieur arbeiten. I will work as an engineer. Examiners love seeing this in your writing and speaking. It shows linguistic range. And don't forget modal verbs. Können, müssen, wollen, dürfen, sollen, mögen, mögen. These are brilliant for talking about school rules and future plans. Ich muss jeden Tag lernen. I must study every day. Ich möchte Arzt werden. I would like to become a doctor. Modal verbs send the main verb to the end of the sentence. That's the key rule.